Hey everyone, Charlie and Kathy here, and we welcome you to Marriage Unoffended. We share real stories from our lives together to focus on building each other up instead of tearing each other down. In our everyday stories, you will see how you and your spouse can work together through any situation without becoming offended. Blessed are the peacemakers, and what an amazing marriage being unoffended makes. Enjoy, and may God bless your relationship. Okay, so we got a good one for you today. And I'll talk, I guess, to the guys more right now than anybody else. But you know when you get something new, like a tool or a toy or something in your hobby or your interest, you just really like it. For example, I have in our house, I've been playing guitar since I was 12. I'm a lot older than 12 now. And there's a lot of guitars hanging on the wall. And I've made a little music room out of one of our bedrooms. And I got recording stuff in there and guitar stuff. And, you know, it's kind of a my man cave, although that doesn't keep anybody out of it.
And it will never.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. Anyway, so this was a couple years ago, and I decided to get myself back in shape, which I do about every 6 months or about a month. Everybody understands that. And we bought a treadmill, and we bought a really nice one. Now, the treadmills at the fitness places you go to about a 15-degree or percent upgrade angle.
This one goes, I didn't really know how to measure a treadmill.
Yeah,
it's just very strange.
Just push the button and it goes up
exactly.
And you get tired. This one goes to 40. I mean, you are really going uphill, steeper than steps. I mean, so I'm loving this thing. I got a heart monitor and I hook it up. Now, I just do it manually. I don't program anything. I go in there and I hit the speed and I hit the angle. And then I go up in the angle and up in the angle and down in the speed. And I just kind of do it. And I'm loving this thing. I'm losing weight. We've had it for about a month. And I'm talking about it all the time. I cover it with a bed sheet so no dirt gets on it. I cover the electronics with something. I mean, I just love this thing, and I can't wait to get home and get on it. I'm losing weight. Everything's working. You know when you exercise, you feel better anyway. So I'm loving this treadmill. So you go ahead and tell
your part. Since he enjoyed this treadmill so much, I was thinking, you know, I might as well use it. I might as well try it. He actually even made a cool little video for me on how to use the treadmill. He's just very good like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get on the treadmill. I don't see myself doing whatever 40 incline grade, whatever it's called. But I wanted to get some speed, maybe do some intervals. And then I noticed that this treadmill interfaces with software that you have on your phone. And that intrigued me because I don't want to just, if I just got on the treadmill and walked, which is great exercise, I'd want to be looking at something or, you know, watching TV. But it's in our garage, and it's not conducive to that. So I want something that can like vary the incline and the speed and do some fun stuff like that. So the first thing you need to do is sync it. So okay, that's simple, right? So I turn on the treadmill and I hit whatever were the buttons to sync it, and out of nowhere the treadmill starts to move all the way up to its highest level of grade. And then it lets out this piercing squeal, like cats fighting, like, row! I mean, like, it was, I couldn't.
How'd that go?
I mean, okay. I couldn't even believe it. And I'm like, what is going on?
Now, to this day, this treadmill and all the times I've used it has never made a sound or anything.
Well.
So something.
I haven't used it since. No, but so I go and I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn this off because something is going amok, some kind of software glitch or whatever. So I go to turn it off and I can't turn off the treadmill at the machine. It's not responding, nothing. So I go and do, you know, the very binary on off. I pull the plug out of the wall. And so it stops screaming, which is good. But it's still in the elevator.
If it kept screaming, there'd be a whole nother podcast.
Yes, right, exactly. There'd be some deliverance and all that stuff. But so I pull it out and I'm like, okay, I wonder what happened. Maybe, you know, wait a little while. Maybe, I don't know what happened, you know, software. So then I go and I re-plug it in and it's still screaming. And I'm like, this can't be good. I you know what it is? I broke the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I broke the treadmill. Mm-hmm. So now I know, okay, I can either wait until he comes home, which is never good, and then you just carry that anxiety for all those hours, or I can call him and let him know that I broke the treadmill. So I have the treadmill unplugged because I wasn't listening to that screaming. I go inside, I sit on the steps because we have a two-story house, and I dial the number and I wait for him to pick up.
You know, I remember that call that I was in my office. And she called and she told that story a lot shorter. And basically she said, I think I broke the treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, guys, this is my brand new toy and I love it. But you know what? There's something that came over me and I thought to myself, she is so much more important than that treadmill. And I know she does well with everything. She doesn't break things. Now, if she had gone out there and poured a Coke on it, that would have been a whole different
or
podcast.
Or took a sledgehammer to
it. Yeah, but it was, honestly, let's think about it. She was getting on the treadmill to keep herself healthy and stay in shape, and that's only good for me that she's going to live longer. We're going to have a great life together. So I remember that phone call, and I just love her. And I don't care about the treadmill. I care about that she was upset, not upset, but she was, you know, a little worried on the phone. So love, it's okay. It's just a treadmill. We'll figure it out. If it's broken, we'll get it fixed or replace it. I know you didn't do anything wrong. And I kind of felt that I was setting her free and just releasing her of the treadmill.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I felt like, okay, we can figure this out. It's not that bad. I did still feel bad, but I didn't feel like there was going to be a kind of issue between us.
Nothing.
So I'm like, okay, so that was a relief. But, you know, we're both engineers, and it didn't set with me well that that treadmill was doing all of this craziness. So I thought, okay, if it is completely dead and unrecoverable, then I'm going to test that theory. So I went outside and I very quickly plugged that treadmill back in, bolted out of the garage to the furthest location in our house, and just sat there while it squealed. And I'm like, okay, so how long, this is a brilliant plan. How long do I sit here? When should I give up? You know, are there people walking by on the sidewalk and thinking, what is going on in there? All of these things are going through my mind. So I'm like, I'm just going to let it go and just see what happens. So I walked a little bit in, checked, and it was still squealing. I shut the door and I'm like, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to do 20 minutes, put a time frame on it. And I got to tell you, all of a sudden that squeal stopped. So I paused. I walked out to the garage and it lowered itself to the normal walkings, but and it was not squealing. Huh. So I turned it off because that's what you do. And then to test, is it fixed? Is it not fixed? What's going on? I turn it back on and it's just running like a regular treadmill. And I can use the buttons to elevate it and I can use the speed. And I'm like, oh, dear God, thank you, Jesus. It is fixed, or at least it's working. So I just turn it off because I'm not going to walk on the treadmill that day. And I am going to call my love and tell him the news.
So first off, we've never tried to program that treadmill ever
no,
since.
No, never again.
We just do it manually.
Never
so
again.
I was really pleased with that, and she got on it. And it was funny because I love her and it's okay and it all fixed. But in the very end of the phone call, I said, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Now, that being said, love, I want you to stay out of the music room.
Oh, and when you said that I still think about that. We still say that as a little thing. All that being said, stay out of the music
room.
Don't
be screwing up my stuff.
I love you. Thank you for working hard. I know you don't mean to. It's okay if things get broken. All that being said, stay out of the music room.
Yeah. So what's the lesson here? I love my wife and I know her and I know she's not intentional on being destructive and doing things and anything that happens in our life towards each other is always an accident or something. So she is so much more valuable, obviously, than a treadmill or any toy or anything I could get her by. She's so much more valuable than that. In fact, part of her work and money paid for it. So don't tell her that.
Okay.
But I love her to death, and the treadmill means nothing to us compared to our relationship with each other. So neither one of us were offended. And now we can laugh and talk about it.
Right. And I think having the attitude of, you know, receiving information with that mindset of I love my spouse. Like we have that podcast about what voice are you listening to, mm-hmm. right? And if you mm-hmm. haven't heard that one, I encourage you to listen to it. Because if you really think on the things that the Lord says about your spouse and you meditate on those and make those your framework for, you know, coming into any conversation, then you come with a positive mindset and that helps helps build relationship versus tear it down.
Amen. So good. All right. We will catch you guys on the next one. Yeah. Have a great unoffended marriage.
Amen. Thank you for letting us share our story with you. We trust you were able to connect with it and laugh with us. God wants the absolute best for every marriage. May the joy of your marriage grow and deepen, and may you live happily ever after, unoffended.